There's an old saying that grace builds upon nature. Grace does not destroy nature. That is why the saints are people of distinct character. They are the ones who are different than anyone else. But their character is not destroyed. So both Peter and Paul were stubborn people. If you remember, Peter would say, "I will never betray you, Jesus, even if all these other losers betray you." Because that's what he was thinking. I'm stronger. I'm better than these people. I will never betray you. And then he betrays him three times before the rooster crows. And then Paul, in his zeal, in his energy, was responsible for the death and the imprisonment of many, many people. But yet, he tried to do the right thing. This, to us, should be an example of how even when you try to do the right thing and you end up doing the wrong thing, it's not the end of the world. It takes courage to say, "I was mistaken, and now I can be better." These two men, Peter and Paul, are responsible for more than half of the New Testament. We read their writings for centuries from the sacred scriptures because when they did something wrong, they did not stop. They didn't change their character, they changed their behavior. So Peter and Paul were both quite stubborn people. They were kind of hard, but with God's grace, they were not afraid to say, "This was wrong. I need to change my life." So in our own lives, we can take an example from these two people. And Jesus built his church. He said, "Peter, I will build my church on you." This is a wonderful thing to say, "I trust you because you can change with God's grace. And your character will not disappear. All the best characteristics of your character will remain." Slava Isusu Hristu.